أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. For this week, when we want to reflect on a thought of the traditions of the sayings which have been reported to have come to us from the Prophet Muhammad and his noble family, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them, we turn our attention to a beautiful statement, a very thought-provoking and very powerful, impactful statement for all of us to reflect and think about, and not only reflect and think about, but ensure that we act upon in every stage of our lives whenever the opportunity arises. This is in relation to ensuring that those who work for us, those who are our employees, are given their just rewards, they are given their pay on a proper time frame. And we see that Islam is very strict in this regards. In many of the traditions that we read, this theme has been often repeated by the Prophet and the infallible successors. In today's tradition, however, we want to look at a tradition, a saying, a statement from the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he has reported to have said the following statement: a man who wrongs a worker in his wage will have Allah annul his worship and prevent him from smelling the breeze of paradise, which can be smelt from the distance of 500 years. This is a tradition, obviously, which may not be applicable to all of us. However, those who have their own businesses, who are employers, who have people who they hire to do certain jobs, these individuals really need to think about this type of a tradition. When it comes to paying the salaries of our employees, most of the times, and at least in the first world, so to speak, countries, we have labor laws, we have rules that have to be followed, that pay has to be given on a set basis, whether it be bi-weekly or monthly, whatever the case may be, that is determined by the employer. And obviously it falls within the rules of the province or the territory where an individual lives. So in most cases, not all, but in most cases, these sorts of traditions don't see a complete applicability in many societies. However, we do see in the Western world where many times companies may be on the verge of bankruptcy, or they're going through some economic challenges because of markets and economic imbalances. And sometimes they may not pay their employees their wages after they have worked many long hours and days and weeks, and sometimes even months. But we sometimes, unfortunately, see this phenomenon more within the so-called Muslim societies, Muslim communities, Muslim institutions, organizations, in which an individual will do work for the center, for the mosque, or for the institute, and they will provide their invoice, they will provide their bill for the work to be done, or which has been done, and they will be promised that the pay will reach you at such and such a day or time. And unfortunately, many times we see that us as the so-called Muslims, the followers of the messenger and the message, that we delay in payment of our obligations. This is something all of us have to be serious about, whether we be at the helm of leadership of a Muslim mosque or an organization or an institution or a foundation, whatever the case may be. When we receive the bill, when we receive the invoice, the statement, and we're sure that this is what is due, then we need to ensure that we pay it immediately. As the tradition says that if a person wrongs a worker, not a Muslim, but a worker in general, that Allah would nullify, he would remove all of their good actions. And not only that, but if that were not enough, that Allah says that they will not be able to, or rather the Messenger of Allah says that they would not be able to smell the fragrance of paradise, a beautiful aroma, which the scent travels for the distance of 500 years. So this we see as a major, major loss for the individual who refuses to ensure that he takes care of his employees, that he pays them fairly, on time, promptly, with their full, what they are, should be given. And so as believers, we need to think and act upon such traditions to ensure that we are not deprived of the mercy of the Creator and the blessings of the world to come. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.